off we go. All done. We heard the wedding march, so really, what else is there to say about Richard Wagner's sixth opera, Lohengrin? I suppose I could point out that there are some other quite nice tunes in its 4 hours of music. I could tell you that it got the 35-year-old Wagner fired from his day job, or I could tell you that it was one of Hitler's favourite operas. All right, let's start at the beginning. Wagner did not hear his own opera performed for more than a decade after he wrote it. So I suppose we can wait a bit for the wedding, which doesn't happen till Act 3. My name is Andrew Davis. I'm the music director of Lyric Opera of Chicago, and today's topic is Lohengrin, and why you should be as excited about it as I am. My excerpts are taken from an EMI Classics recording featuring Elisabeth Grümer as Elsa, Jess Thomas as Lohengrin, Christa Ludwig as Ortrud, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau as Telramund, and Gottlob Frick as King Henry. Rudolf Kemper conducts the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and the Vienna State Opera Chorus. And special thanks to EMI Classics for providing these excerpts, and to Nicholas Ivor Martin for his assistance in preparing this commentary. Dividing Wagner's operas into periods, as we do with Verdi and many other composers, is a dangerous business. For one thing, he only wrote 13 operas, and 4 of them are The Ring of the Nibelungen, so you end up with something like 3 operas in each period. But the real problem is that many of the things Wagner is known for as a composer occurred to him early on. He wrote his own libretti for all 13 of his operas. His association of short musical phrases with characters and themes, leitmotifs as they were later styled, are already evident in his second opera, Das Liebesverbot. Some things did happen later. It was not until Wagner's 4th opera, The Flying Dutchman, that he dropped the stop-and-start nature of classical opera in favour of through composition. Since the 16th century, opera had been a song followed by a recitative, followed by an ensemble or another song. But starting with Dutchman, Wagner's scores flowed from the first note of an act to the last, almost without a stop. Not until opera number 7, Das Rheingold, did he introduce the really big orchestras that we hear in The Ring. And it was also for The Ring that the composer invented the Wagner tuba, a sort of cross between a horn and a tuba. But even here we run into trouble. Wagner's first 3 operas, Die Feen, Das Liebesverbot, and Rienzi, are almost never performed, so the fact that through composition did not appear until Dutchman is, in effect, hidden from the average listener. In later years, Wagner called his own Liebesverbot atrocious, abominable, and nauseating. This is perhaps a bit harsh. It should come as no surprise that Wagner was as dramatic in his writings as he was in his music, but one cannot deny that his criticism has an element of truth to it. And not all the later operas had big orchestras. Tristan, which was written while Wagner was on the run from the Dresden police, uses triple woodwinds, but only the relatively common brass section of 4 trumpets, 3 trombones, 3 horns, and 1 tuba. Even Lohengrin, though written a decade earlier, has a larger orchestra. That is, if you include the backstage orchestras in the 2nd and 3rd acts. Wagner's musical innovations may not have come in sharp, measurable breaks. He didn't wake up one morning and say, OK, I'm throwing out Bellini. Minna, why is Massenet still lying around? I thought we'd left him behind in Dresden with the piano. But that doesn't mean that there was not evolution. Lohengrin, which came roughly in the middle of his operatic career, marks an important turning point. For all the forward-thinking aspects of the score of Lohengrin, it is in many ways Wagner's farewell to grand opera. The 26-year composition of The Ring would see many more changes in the composer's style, but after Lohengrin, scenes would become both more intimate and more symphonic, choruses less monolithic, harmonies more complex, and the psychology of his music dramas more introspective.